Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You bring this up regularly, and you're accurate. When something goes on with the Guardians, Chris Antonetti's out there and he talks. And if he doesn't, Mike Chernoff does.
Yeah.
And that's good.
The Cavs do the same thing.
Stephen Vogt is hired to manage the team.
Right.
He's not hired to run the roster. Right? Here's your roster. Now you manage it. Kevin Stefanski was hired to coach the team. Here are the players we've given you. Now you coach it.
I can only coach the players I have on my roster.
So Kevin shouldn't have to answer the questions as to, well, why'd you trade Joe Flacco? Why'd you trade Kenny Pickett?
Kevin needs to answer the questions. Now that Flacco's gone, what is Gabriel going to offer you? What is Sanders going to offer you? Right? That's really where he is.
Yeah.
He can you always hear coaches say, well, you know, he doesn't play for us anymore, so I can't really say anything, which might be finable, but also in the same, and you can praise someone. No one's going to get mad and say, oh, Joe Flacco, I know he's the Bengals quarterback now, but you know what? He's a great guy, good family man, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you're never going to get in trouble for that. So no. It's frustrating. It's a little frustrating. I'd like to know why they traded him rather than sitting up here and trying to listen to idiots behind microphones like us. Try to figure it out and explain. Yes. Come on.
By the way, our studio is frigid today.
It's a little cold in here, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
It's okay.
We see any clips on YouTube that explains why we're bundled up like it's like December. Anthony is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Anthony, welcome.
Hello, Anthony.
How's it going, guys? Man, I mean, you guys are spot on and actually on fire today.
It's one phone call at a time. That's how we look at life.
It's crazy. But I just wanted to make a few points here, because all I've heard for the last few days really is that, you know, Gabriel is a career backup. He can't see over the line. We need to bench him. We need to start Shador. And I am by no means a fan of Gabriel. I'm kind of indifferent on him, okay? But I started thinking back to the biggest offensive threats that we've had in Cleveland that I can remember since 99. I think of Nick Chubb right away. I think of receiving wise, Jarvis, Amari Cooper. Odell had one good year here, right?
Yep.
Is it a coincidence that in those years, when I just mentioned those players, that we had the two winningest quarterbacks that we've ever had in Cleveland since 1999? So when we had Nick Chubb, when we had Jarvis Landry, when we had Amari Cooper, we had a Baker Mayfield who was 30-30, I believe, as a starter, who, by the way, 3, 4, 5 years ago, everyone was saying he was too small to be an NFL quarterback, couldn't see over the line. Okay? And we had, believe it or not, Deshaun Watson, who I think was 9-10 as a starter, maybe?
And that year you're talking about, he was 5-1 as a starter.
Correct. So is it a coincidence that when we have weapons for our quarterbacks on offense, wow, we have good seasons. We make the playoffs twice. And all these Ivy Leaguers that we have in the Browns organization, why can't they see that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Dylan Gabriel, Tador Sanders, whoever it is, they will never get a fair shake here. We have the worst wide receiving corps in the NFL. Judy, I don't think, would be a number three on most teams, and we're trouting him out there like he's a number one. And the proof is in the pudding, fellas. I mean, 5-6 weeks ago, we all said that Flacco's done. He's a washed-up 40-year-old quarterback. What is he doing here? Well, what do you know? You give him Chase, you give him T. Higgins, you give him a line that can protect him, and he's looking like he can play in the NFL again.
He certainly looks he certainly looks better in Cincinnati than he looked here, Anthony. And I predicted that. It's not a big prediction. He's throwing to Jamar Chase.
One more thing, fellas. A few callers said it a few calls back. We need to draft some serious wide receivers, because since 1999, it's changed the quarterback, changed the head coach. We have done it over and over and over again, but it always seems to be that when we have a few offensive weapons that can help our quarterbacks out, we're winning some games. We're even making the playoffs. Guys, we got to get some offensive weapons here, or it will be the definition of insanity over and over and over again. Enough with the quarterback changes. Enough with the head coaching. Put some weapons on this damn offense, and let's see what these quarterbacks can really do.
There you go, Anthony. I wonder this. No, I have nothing to back this up. Do you think the fact that Andrew Berry played defensive back, and maybe Kevin Stefanski, the fact that Kevin played defensive back, that they were both DBs in college, has anything to do with the fact that they've not brought in what we would think for the most part, especially in the draft, significant wide receiving talent? I don't have any idea.
I don't think so. I don't.
I know it's kind of the universal excuse.
Tell me.
I wonder if the lack of first-round picks maybe has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's hard to argue with, Dan.
The other part of this, too, and I know we keep asking.
They've had to piece together that position.
Yeah.
Except they're.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah. I mentioned Mac Hollins. Okay, Mac's not any great shakes, but Mac's made some plays in his career, and New England brings him in. Now, why didn't this team bring in just some veteran guys who have had some success in the league? There are lots of guys out there. Tyler Lockett just got cut in Tennessee. Tyler's in his early 30s. Now, now's probably not the time you want to bring in a guy, but he's going to go and supposedly sign with the Raiders and go back and play with Pete Carroll, mm-hmm. who he played with in Seattle and had great success. There was a guy, and I'm not saying this guy's going to be a beast. I mentioned him a week or two ago. Treylon Burks got cut by Tennessee. As did Tyler Lockett, actually. Mm-hmm. Tyler asked to be released. Treylon Burks healed up, and they did an injury settlement or whatever, and he supposedly is signed with the Washington Commanders practice squad, I think is what I saw. All right, Burks was a first-round pick. He's like 6'3", 220. Could you not take a flyer on a guy like that? Bring him in. See if you can coach him up, and maybe you can help him reach his potential, which he didn't reach in Tennessee, admittedly. But come on, man. Take a couple of shots here. No?
I'm with you. So let me ask you this, okay? And just kind of walk down the road with me.
Oh.
Okay. They decided at the beginning, first of all, they decided they wanted Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield, okay?
That is correct.
Okay? Then, and I'll even fast forward to this year. They decided that they wanted four quarterbacks to come into camp, right? with a fifth one here, with Deshaun here, to be honest with you.
And then they, so they decided brought in another one.
And then they decided they wanted to trade Pickett. And then they decided they wanted to trade Flacco. Which, by the way, I still I'll defend this, that I think they let Flacco go because they knew they wanted to see Gabriel and Sanders, and they wanted to give him a chance to start. So I think they actually did him a favor. Now you want to see Gabriel. What is all of this? What is all of this?
You only traded Flacco after you made the move and put Gabriel as the starter.
So that's I'm gonna back Joe on that a little bit. Okay, this is all what? It's all strategy, right? Strategy, isn't it? Knowing they have that. So then I ask you this next question. We want to hear from Andrew. We want to hear from Andrew, but don't we kind of want to hear from Paul DePodesta? Because he's the guy that's been here the whole time.
Yeah, but we don't know what he's doing.
He is the chief strategy officer. Everything I just explained to you.
Does that mean he's working in sales?
No. I think there's strategy going on there. So I that's just what I'm saying.
Kevin Stefanski is going to speak to the media. And that's coming up momentarily. So stick with us. You're going to hear the head coach of the Browns right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.